You are plugged in. This is Ravens Wire presented by Royal Farms. I'm Brett Harris. We're here on the West Coast in San Jose, California this week. It is the Ravens' home base for their extended season opening road trip. Certainly a lot of excitement and anticipation for the Ravens as they kick off their 2015 season. It all started in Denver. Ravens and the Broncos, one of the NFL's marquee matchups in week one. And one of the Ravens' marquee players was in the spotlight. Veteran wide receiver Steve Smith Sr. mic'd up for the game.
A season that began 6 months ago with off-season conditioning, then OTAs, the draft, training camp, the roster cutdowns, it all leads to this moment.
Take everything and give them nothing. Take everything and give them nothing. Okay? Got to go out there with some fire, some intensity, and bring it to them all game long. All game long.
That's okay, make it that's the playoff game for us, man.
Let's go. DB's on three. One, two, three.
DB, play for the man next to you. Play for the man next to you. Let's go. Let's bring it in. D-line on three. One, two, three.
Yeah. Think of everything you've been through. Think of everything you sacrificed. All that hard work you put in. It's time to cash out. It's time to cash out. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be timid. Because we all out here together. We all out here together. Look at this circle. We all out here together. And we got the right man for the job. Let's do it. Let's do it. Ravens on three. One, two, three.
Ravens.
What do you think happens? Who picks up that horse poop when he poops on the field? Because that horse is going to poop on this field. How you feeling today? Hey! How you feeling today? You know how I feel?
How?
Nearly perfect. Make plays, eh, man?
McManus to the ball, and we are underway in 2015.
Almost scooted out.
I saw it. I saw it.
He was holding on for his life.
This will be a 57-yard try for Brandon McManus. His kick is up. It's on the way. It is long enough, and it is good.
Play y'all game. Y'all control this. Y'all control this. Play y'all game. A good hit, boy. You ran through it.
So they're going to try to match you up against C.J. Anderson.
Stop.
C.J. against C.J. All right.
Give us the four set. Cuts it back inside the number. Lackawanna second down. Pocket collapsing. He is hit. And the ball is well off the mark. Pressure off the edge. Flacco is hit and sacked back at the 15-yard line.
We weren't able to run the ball with consistency and get out of third and longs, and then their pass rush cranks up a little bit. And I thought they covered very well. They got man coverage. They covered well for the most part most of the game. And they played really well.
Second and five. Manning walks to the line. Now he retreats into the shotgun. Manning is going to be sacked back at the 19-yard line. C.J. Mosley came ripping through on the blitz, and Peyton Manning had nowhere to go but down on the turf.
I think for the most part we did a good job of pressing and keeping plays disguised, but he couldn't read us. You know, he got a few plays when he did his cadence, and that's Peyton Manning right there. He loves to get guys outside, but I think for the most part we did our job. We tried our best to play top-down defense and made tackles when he completed the ball.
That was a sack?
Yeah, that's a sack. Oh,
okay, good. All right, that's two. Hey, you finally didn't disappoint him, right?
We had 7 yards in the first quarter offensively, and we were only down 6 minutes.
Flacco to throw. Looks right. Nothing there. Brings the ball down. Now he throws complete across the 40-yard line. Forsett. Oh, he is planted. Gives to Forsett. Nice hole. He's across the 45. And it'll be stacked up at the 48-yard line. That is good for a Ravens first down. Flacco play action. Look out. Pressure from behind. Throws complete to Juszczyk. Juszczyk spins his way into Denver territory. Justin Tucker will line up to attempt a 52-yard field goal try. Kick on the way. It is long enough, and it is right down the middle and good. And the Ravens are on the board for the first time in 2015.
What you saw is what we had, and we didn't run a ton of plays, I don't think, and didn't run the ball very well to start. And, we're only completing a couple yards at a time. It's tough to say. We're going to have to stretch the field more, but, we got to create the time and got to run the ball to do it.
Exactly. When you come here and you come flat, you kill this, go up right now. And what happened is if you get on that, we kill the safety. We just got
got tripped up on his feet, okay?
Gabriel, we got a pick coming.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to him about attacking this thing early in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Don't let him get comfortable. Hey, he is the best in the business when it comes to running.
Peyton Manning trying to operate the two-minute drill with no timeouts. 1:13 left to play in the half. Broncos up 6-3. Manning looking to throw on first down. Fires the ball, and it is caught. Second down and 10 for Denver at the Ravens. 45. Manning to throw. His pass is complete inside the 35. And Norwood is down inside the 30. Taken down by Will Hill and Darryl Smith. Clock is running. 52 seconds left in the half. Manning in the gun. Anderson in the backfield. Manning takes the snap. Throws to the left. Complete at the 25. Big hit right there by Jimmy Smith. Third field goal try of the afternoon for Brandon McManus. He hit from 56 and 57. This from 43. His kick is up, and it is good. We have reached halftime in Denver. Our score, Broncos 9, Ravens 3. It's been all about defense so far today in Denver.
Well, not a ton of offense in the first half. Only 4 field goals on the scoreboard. It was all about 2 dominating defenses. Well, up next, it comes down to the final plays of the fourth quarter as the Ravens offense finds themselves in position to pull off the win. Stay with us. Ravens Wired rolls on.
Opening drive, third quarter. Denver up 9-3, looking at a third down and 10 at the Broncos 20. Manning sets in the gun. Ravens show blitz off the edge from Kyle Arrington. Here it comes. Manning under pressure, throws near sideline. It is deflected and intercepted. Jimmy Smith has it, and he's going in for a touchdown. No flags on the play. And for the first time today, the Ravens can take the lead.
It was a simple outbreaking route. He kind of floated it up, so I thought I could probably jump over the receiver and get it. That's kind of what I did and tipped it to myself.
Ravens with a defensive touchdown. They had 3 of those last year, their first this year in the opening game. And it flips the table. It puts the momentum in the Ravens' side. Hillman sweeping to the right side, and Courtney Upshaw throws him to the turf at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Quick pass completed, 25. And Demaryius Thomas is hammered to the turf at the 26-yard line by Elvis Dumerville. And that forces the punt team on for Denver.
Hey, wait a minute. Take the hop.
That's what's up.
He's going to check downs. You know what I mean?
That's the whole thing right now. It's been all about this guy. He has no idea where the pressure's coming from.
Come on,
okay? As long as you safety continue, keep on doing what you're doing. They can keep on doing what you're doing, showing pressure, not showing pressure.
So we're just trying to show him different looks the whole game. And we were going to try to show pressure when we weren't pressuring, trying to show pressure. We actually were pressuring. So we made a few plays on that.
Colquitt. It's a spiral that backs Steve Smith up inside the 20, fields it cleanly, brings it across the 25, 30, leads to the 35, spins to the 40, and that's where the run will end, but a nice return, and Flacco looking to throw. Broncos rush 4, Flacco throws complete out of the backfield, Juszczyk barrels his way across the 45, Marlon Brown to the right, Brown has been quiet so far. Flacco wants to throw. Blitz pressure coming. Coming near side. Marlon Brown is there. Makes the catch at the Denver 30. Flacco steps up, throws, and it's batted down to the 20-yard line. David Bruton got a hand on the ball. That was intended for Max Williams. Well-thrown ball, but brilliant coverage.
You just got to make sure you get your depth, and you got to stick them. You're the winner there, you know?
Almost got out on a punt return.
I thought you were going to go. When you make the cut with the two guys coming this way?
Yeah.
That's the money shot every time.
Yeah.
Just enough back against the ring.
Well, I was gonna go to the left because it was originally there, but I need to square 51 up. So whatever side he was squaring up, I was gonna go the opposite.
Defense has been the storyline today. Offense on both sides have produced only field goals. 3 for Denver, 2 for the Ravens. rush for Manning under pressure. He's going to be sacked for a fourth time today. Chris Canty first on the scene.
Once we, you know, we click and we on the roll, we always feel good. You know, we came out in the second half and, you know, we've been playing lights out.
And that's what it's about on defense, playing with a lot of energy and trying to make plays. So we made some plays, like I said. We got some things we can take from the game and get better at. And there's some things that we can clean up and get ready. And that's a good thing about a National Football League, you get to play every weekend.
Hey, you're doing a great job. You guys continue to keep on doing that.
Coming, Flacco stands tall, throws intercepted. Look out, Keith Talib has it at the 40. Near side 30, 25, 20. Flacco can't get him, and Keith Talib is in for a Denver touchdown. Keith Talib takes it 48 yards for a touchdown. The Ravens had the Broncos on the hook, and they just let him off.
Looking inside, I knew I had a one-on-one outside with Steve, and he's just running a little under route. So just taking a leap of faith there, and really Akeem did it just, you know, because he did a good job of cutting off the inside. And, you know, I knew I didn't have anything under the route, so I wasn't really worried about throwing that ball. And I knew, you know, I like Steve one-on-one matchup, and just one of those ones that doesn't work out.
You weren't able to run the ball with consistency and get out of third and longs, and then their pass rush cranks up a little bit. And I thought they covered very well. You know, they got man coverage and covered well for the most part most of the day. And they played really well. So, you know, then at the end we were able to get the thing moving a little bit. So, we got to do better. All phases, offense, defense, special teams, we all got to do better. And that's what you do. You take it from where you're at and you find a way to improve.
And with 2:55 left to play in the ball game, the onus shifts to Joe Flacco in the offense. Denver leads it 19-13. A crowd on its feet. The noise rising. Flacco takes the snap on fourth down. Fires down the middle. First down catch by Crockett Gilmore. Taken off his feet at the 48-yard line of the Broncos. Flacco pitches it to Forsett, sweeping to the right. He gets around the edge. He has room. 35-30. Down the sideline. 25-20. And he's shot out of bounds at the 18-yard line. Flacco off the play fake under pressure. Lobs the ball near side. End zone. Incomplete. Steve Smith Sr. was the target. He appeared to get a hand on it. And I couldn't tell. If Roby, the defensive back, got a hand on. 36 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Flacco to throw out of the gun. Lobs the ball inside the 10. Crockett Gilmore reaches up. And it is going to be ruled an interception. Gilmore went up for the ball, and instead it's the former Raven Darian Stewart who comes down with it. And that is going to do it for John Harbaugh and the Ravens on the season opener.
Just one of those plays where you know you're going to, you know, you got Crockett down the middle and it's going to be some kind of contested catch. I was running with him. You know, I maybe could have put it to the back of the end zone, but kind of just wanted to give him a chance to, you know, go up and get it with his size. Didn't think it would get picked off like that, so that was a pretty good play. But, you know, that's all we can ask for in that situation, to play as bad as we really did on offense and then have a shot like that at the end.
Well, another mile-high miracle, just not in the cards. And for the Ravens, their biggest loss on Sunday wasn't to the Broncos. It was the loss of Terrell Suggs for this season. Coming up next, we'll head into the locker room and get reaction to T-Sizzle's injury and take a look at the impact it'll have on the Ravens' defense.
Second and 16, 8.5 minutes left to play here in Denver. Ravens trail 16-13. Manning in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Here comes the blitz up the middle. The pass is complete across the 45 to Demaryius Thomas. And he is taken down by Jimmy Smith at the 48-yard line. But look out. Terrell Suggs is shaken up on the play. He is clutching his left leg, and he has gone down to the turf.
Suggs tore his Achilles, so he's going to be out for the year. You know, I say this about Terrell Suggs, and you try to define, you know, why things happen. And here's a tough break for a guy that's done nothing but work above and beyond to a degree. I think, you know, at least as hard as he's worked his whole career, I'd say more, and prepare himself and be the kind of leader that you just admire so much. This guy has been such a leader for us. And, you know, why does that happen to a guy in a play like that? When I don't even know what happened out there. All of a sudden I look back and he was on the ground. But, But these are the things in life that happen. You know, adversity is all about how you respond to it. It's about how you react to it. And it's how you come back and play the next game, and how our young guys step up, and how our older guys wrap their wings around those young guys, and they play the way they need to play. That's what a team's all about.
The motto here is the next man up. You know, Terrell is our leader, especially in the outside backer group. You know, he's been the cornerstone for this defense for a long time. Everybody know the accolades, the stats, and everything he do for this team. You know, and just a lot of guys just got to step up and try to replace, you know, his the things he did on the field.
You know, it's hard to replace 55. You can't really, like, the heart and soul of this defense. I mean, almost his football team. But, you know, that's when, you know, guys just have to step up. We have to rally around and rally behind them at this point.
Well, man, a guy like Terrell Suggs, what he brings to the table is hard to replace. But we got guys who are going to have to step up, and myself included. And we just got to, you know, get the job done.
We lose my locker mate. We lose a leader. A vocal leader. It's a heavy blow. It's a tough deal.
Well, this is Terrell's second Achilles injury in the last three seasons, and his impact on the field will certainly be missed. Suggs has been one of the best at getting after the quarterback. In his 12 NFL seasons, he has 106.5 sacks. That is fifth most among active players. Suggs also has the second most tackles in team history. Now for the Ravens, it's now next man up. Elvis Dumervil had 17 sacks last year. He will now be a three-down linebacker and take over as the starter. And the Ravens will rely on some of the young players like Courtney Upshaw and rookie Za'Darius Smith, who looked pretty good in the preseason. He had 14 tackles and a sack. Well, up next, the Ravens road trip continues as we'll get you set for Oakland right here on Ravens Wire.
You win as a team, you lose as a team.
And heartbreak greets the Ravens at the end of week one as the final seconds tick off the clock. Now the Ravens players and coaches walk across the field to greet Gary Kubiak, Peyton Manning, and the Denver Broncos players. A disappointing end to what looked like it was going to be a miraculous finish in the Mile High City. But no miracles today as the Ravens will lose it 19-13, the final, as the Denver Broncos hang on. And Joe Flacco's second interception proves to be the death knell today at Invesco Field at Mile High.
We all know we can play better. To whatever degree it takes to win a football game. That's what you strive to do, and that's what we'll keep fighting to do.
We're a lot better than that, and it was a pretty poor showing, but you got to keep your head up, and you got to move on quick, because in this league, the next one comes up on top of you like that. So we just got to make sure we stay confident and bounce back as quick as possible.
The Ravens thought they would carry a hope of a win streak out west. Instead, they will have to overcome a heartbreaking loss. The Ravens will board a charter flight and head out west, where they will prepare in San Jose, California, for next Sunday's game against Jack Del Rio and the Oakland Raiders.
To be honest, our opponents are nameless, faceless guys, and we just got to go out there and perform and make the catches when they count, and not do that. You know, for myself, not doing it in practice and then not doing it in the game.
It's one game, and we're going to go back to work tomorrow and get ready for Oakland.
We got to be professionals and go out. You know, it's a long season. We got to go out and try to win next week in Oakland. You know, it's going to be another tough battle. Athletic defense, so just got to go back to the drawing board.
Ravens 0-3. 1-2-3. Ravens.
And all the focus now turns to Oakland. The Ravens with a great opportunity to even their record. As head coach John Harbaugh said after the loss last week, it gave us a chance to, quote, find out where we are. And this has been a coaching staff that prepares and makes adjustments as good as any team in the NFL. Enjoy the game on Sunday, and we'll see you right back here next week for Ravens Wired.
Hello, my sir. Good luck.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, I'll see you. Good luck.
All right.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to playing against you today, bro.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
what's your name? What's your name?
Omar.
Omar.
I'm the youngest.
I know,
youngest,
but
I'm excited.
A lot of
Vegas,
people don't
bro.
Introduce themselves, so I.
No doubt.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt, bro.
So I walk away, okay, 31.
Yeah,
I
mean, yeah.
I got to look your name
I was, my man was actually with you in Carolina. His name's Smitty. He had dreads. They said you called him Lil Smitty.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Looking forward to playing against
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it. What kind of plays you going to make today? Stay under control. Easy. Work them. Think about it. What do you think happens? Who picks up that horse poop when he poops on the field? Because that horse is going to poop on this field.
They're going to have somebody out here, whoever can take that motherfucker, get up.
So that's pretty nasty. Hey, what do you do for the Broncos? Hey, Thunder, I get his fecal matter.
You know what I love most is how you set it. Bang, you
50,
set it.
I had to set up 51.
Yep. You sent him, ran off the butt. Listen, it looks like you've done this before. I'm really impressed, buddy.